Pope Benedict traveled as he has all summer from his papal summer residence in Castel Gandolfo to his weekly general audience in St. Peter's Square on Wednesday. Today was a little different, though. He isn't going back. With his arrival, the Pope is officially back in his Vatican residence. Over 30,000 people were in the square for the Pope's return, including Salesian Father Camil Horo.
For me, it is the first audience with the Pope, Benedict the 16th. And really, I see in this Pope also a great destiny, no destination for the Church and for the people of God.
During his audience, the Pope continued his reflection on the Psalms of Vespers.
Dear brothers and sisters, our reflection today centers on the first part of Psalm 134. It is a hymn of praise and profession of faith, presented in a liturgical style, which recalls the marvelous interventions of God in our history. In the temple, the preferred place of prayer, it is recalled that the Creator reveals his face as Redeemer of his people and Sovereign of the world. Indeed, after Israel's long march through the desert, her enemies are destroyed, and the longed for promised land is bestowed upon her. We too are reminded that God's love becomes tangible through the unfolding of both the joyful and sorrowful events in history. It is a task of liturgy to make present in the context of our lives the divine and efficacious gifts which lead through freedom and salvation. Following the example of Clement of Rome, Pope of the first century, let us make the psalm's words our own and turn to the Lord in prayer, asking him to let his face shine upon us, protecting us from sin and injustice, and imparting his gifts of peace and harmony for all the world peoples.
After his catechesis, the Pope greeted various pilgrims, making special reference to one group from the Holy Land.
I greet in particular those Israelis and Palestinians who have come to Rome to participate in the Education to Peace seminar. Upon all of you, I invoke God's abundant blessings of peace and joy.
The Pope gets right back to work on his return to the Vatican. The General Synod of Bishops begins this weekend. Bishop Peter Sartain of Little Rock, Arkansas, says the Synod Fathers from the United States are ready.
I noticed that the bishops from the United States who are participating are now arriving, and they've been participating in their own dioceses, but also through discussions with our entire Episcopal Conference, spiritually and theologically as well.
The opening Mass for the Synod is this Sunday. I'm Charles Collins.